Report: Venezuelan President Guaido visited Washington before inauguration in December. By Francis Martel on February 5, 2019. Venezuela's interim president Juan Guaido visited Washington, D.C. to meet senior Trump administration officials in December. An anonymous White House spokesperson told the Spanish news wire service AFE in a report published Wednesday. Representatives of the administration have spoken to Guaido on various occasions, including during his visit to Washington in December, the spokesperson reportedly told AFE. While President Donald Trump spoke to Guaido last week following his inauguration as president of the country, the AFE report is the first known confirmation that high-level American officials were in touch with the opposition political leader before he took over the country. The spokesperson did not name any of the officials who met with Guaido, nor did he or she comment on if Guaido met with Trump himself. The spokesperson did clarify that Guaido visited Washington as part of a larger tour of countries friendly to the Venezuelan opposition, including Colombia and Brazil. Guaido became president on January 23 after swearing an oath of office before a crowd of thousands in Caracas. Socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro has refused to leave the country's presidential palace, Miraflores, claiming that he remains the legitimate head of state of the country. According to the Venezuelan constitution, the people have a duty to disavow a president who violates human rights or maintains power through non-democratic means. Citing this constitutional demand, Guaido noted the fraudulent nature of last year's presidential election and assumed the presidency. As interim president, his top priority is organizing free and fair elections. America was among the first countries to announce that it recognized Guaido as the president of Venezuela and not Maduro. Guaido spoke to President Trump via telephone last week shortly before leading a protest demanding that Maduro accept he is no longer president and hand over control of the armed forces to Guaido. They agreed to maintain regular communication to support Venezuela's path back to stability and to rebuild the bilateral relationship between the United States and Venezuela, a White House readout of the call explained. Maduro has responded to the backlash by attempting to expel American diplomatic personnel from Venezuela, a move that failed because the U.S. only recognizes Guaido's authority to expel diplomats, and clinging to support from Turkey and Russia. As he still controls most of the military, Maduro has used his forces to imprison, torture, and kill hundreds of protesters since Guaido's inauguration, according to estimates from the United Nations. The Maduro regime has relied on state violence to silence dissidents for years, though it has largely abstained from targeting Guaido himself due to immense international pressure not to do so. Guaido's trip to Washington followed several similar interactions between the Trump administration and Venezuelan pro-democracy dissidents in the past 2 years. The New York Times accused the White House late last year of meeting with members of the Venezuelan military who sought to oust Maduro. The soldiers reportedly requested material aid such as encrypted radios to communicate and organize a coup, but Trump ultimately decided against helping them, as he found their plans too poorly coordinated to have a proper chance to succeed. Trump has also maintained an open line to the Venezuelan refugee community in the United States and invited prominent members of the opposition to the White House. Among his first acts after taking office in 2017, Trump welcomed dissident Lillian Tintori, wife of political prisoner Leopoldo López, to Washington. López is the leader of Popular Will, the dissident party that Guaido belongs to and helped found. Maduro has regularly accused Trump, and President Barack Obama before him, of plotting his assassination, most recently in October. They have given the order from the White House that Maduro be killed, a task they have given to the oligarchy in Bogotá, Maduro said at the time. The government of Bogotá has been given the task of assassinating me, I denounce it worldwide. They will not even touch a single hair of mine. Maduro himself has, however, threatened to kill U.S. soldiers if they appear anywhere near Venezuela, a threat American officials have not made to Venezuela's armed forces. Maduro's regime also took an American civilian, Joshua Holt, hostage for years, claiming Holt was involved in a secret plot to overthrow the socialists on behalf of Washington. Following an international outcry triggered by protests within the prison Holt and wife Tamara Galeno were held in, Maduro released Holt last May. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.